Welcome to the Deep Dive, brought to you by Cerebricks. We're diving into some fascinating material on how Kubernetes is changing the game for AI, especially for businesses that are growing fast.
Right.
Ready to see what nuggets we unearthed.
Oh, absolutely. This is a hot topic.
Our mission today is to understand why Kubernetes is such a good fit for AI, what benefits it offers fast-growing companies, and get a glimpse of how it's being used in the real world.
Yeah, you know, everyone's talking about AI these days, and Kubernetes is right there in the mix.
Get ready for some surprising use cases you won't believe where Kubernetes is popping up.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just the usual suspects.
So imagine companies exploding in growth, swimming in data.
Drowning in it, almost.
They need AI to make sense of it all.
Mm.
But AI is a hungry beast demanding tons of computing power.
Oh, absolutely. AI workloads can be massive, and they're always changing.
So how does Kubernetes fit into this picture?
Well, Kubernetes is like the ultimate AI wrangler. It's an open source system that can automatically deploy, scale, and manage all those complex AI applications.
So it's like an air traffic controller for your AI.
Exactly. It keeps everything running smoothly and efficiently, even during peak hours.
So instead of getting bogged down with manual adjustments, companies can focus on actually using AI to grow their business.
Right. It frees up your team to focus on what matters most.
Let's unpack those benefits for fast-growing companies, starting with scalability.
Sure.
I mean, when you're growing fast, things can change overnight. How does Kubernetes keep up?
Okay, imagine a company like Shopify during Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Ah, the shopping frenzy.
Their AI recommendation engines are working overtime, analyzing tons of data to suggest products to millions of shoppers.
I can only imagine the traffic.
That's a huge surge in demand. Kubernetes automatically scales resources up or down based on those real-time needs.
So no crashing websites.
Exactly. No manual intervention, no scrambling to add servers when traffic spikes. Kubernetes just seamlessly allocates more computing power to those AI models. It just works.
Okay, that's impressive. But scaling fast also means potentially spending fast.
Okay.
What about keeping costs under control?
Yeah, that's a valid concern, especially with those expensive GPUs.
The workhorses of AI, right?
Exactly. Let's say you're training a complex AI model, and you need those GPUs, but they can get pricey.
So how do you prevent overspending?
That's where resource optimization comes in. Kubernetes uses resource quotas to set limits on how much computing power each application can use.
So it's like setting a budget for each of your AI projects.
Right. It ensures they stay within limits and prevents any single application from hogging resources and driving up costs.
So it's about efficiency, making sure you're getting the most out of those expensive resources.
Absolutely. And that's crucial for fast-growing companies who need to be mindful of their spending.
The fast growth also means constantly updating models and applications.
Right. You need to be agile.
How does Kubernetes handle that?
So that brings us to consistent deployment. Think of it like a blueprint for your AI environment.
Okay, I'm listening.
Kubernetes allows you to create replicable environments for your AI models. Mm. This is critical for managing different versions of a model, pushing out updates, or even rolling back to previous versions if something goes wrong.
So you can test new models without disrupting your live systems.
Exactly. It's like having a safety net for your AI and for companies in constant development mode. That kind of stability and control is crucial.
Okay, before we move on to real-world examples, we have to talk about Kubeflow.
Oh, yeah. It's a game changer.
It keeps popping up.
For good reason.
What exactly is it, and why should our listener care?
Imagine you're building an AI model. You need to gather data, clean it, train the model, test it, and then deploy it.
That's a lot of steps.
Exactly. It's a whole process. Kubeflow is a tool specifically designed to manage these machine learning workflows on top of Kubernetes.
So it's like an AI project manager.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. It helps you build pipelines, which are essentially automated sequences of steps for your AI projects.
And why is this so important?
It's all about streamlining and simplifying. Kubeflow takes care of the complexities of running machine learning tasks on Kubernetes, allowing your team to focus on the AI itself, not the underlying infrastructure.
So it's like having a dedicated team handling all the technical details.
Exactly, freeing you up to focus on the bigger picture.
Now I'm really curious to see how this plays out in the real world.
Me too. Let's get into some examples.
You mentioned some surprising use cases. Where is Kubernetes popping up that we might not expect?
Let's start with something we all experience, e-commerce.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
You know those personalized product recommendations you see when you shop online?
Oh yeah, that you might also like suggestions.
Exactly. Companies like Etsy and Shopify rely heavily on AI-powered recommendation engines, especially during peak shopping periods.
Like Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Exactly. Those are make or break times for these companies, and Kubernetes ensures these systems can handle massive traffic spikes without crashing.
So Kubernetes' power on my shopping habits, interesting.
It's probably behind more than you realize.
What other industries are using it in unexpected ways?
Let's talk about finance high-stakes stuff.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Those algorithms financial firms use to analyze market data in real time, the ones making split-second decisions that can move millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's a fast-paced world.
Those are powered by AI, and Kubernetes helps manage the massive computing resources required.
So we're talking about risk assessment, fraud detection, algorithmic trading.
All of that, it's all happening at lightning speed, and Kubernetes is keeping things stable and efficient.
So Kubernetes is involved in some pretty big decisions.
It's playing a bigger role than most people realize.
Are there any examples that hit closer to home? Something that affects our everyday lives.
Okay, think about healthcare, specifically the analysis of medical images like X-rays and CT scans.
Okay.
This is increasingly reliant on AI. It's computationally intensive work requiring powerful GPUs to run those deep learning models.
And that's where Kubernetes steps in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kubernetes is helping healthcare companies manage those resources, enabling faster and more accurate diagnoses.
So Kubernetes is quietly working in the background, potentially impacting our health.
It has the potential to revolutionize healthcare.
That's amazing. So Kubernetes is not just some abstract tech concept. It's already impacting our lives in tangible ways, but
Yeah.
let's be real, Kubernetes sounds pretty complex.
Yeah, it has a bit of a learning curve.
Are there challenges companies should be aware of before they jump in?
You're right. Kubernetes isn't a magic bullet. One of the biggest challenges is the learning curve setting up and managing a Kubernetes cluster can be complex, especially for teams new to the technology.
So it's not something you just pick up overnight.
It requires a certain level of expertise. There's a lot to learn.
So what's the solution? Do you need a team of Kubernetes experts to even get started?
Not necessarily. That's where managed Kubernetes services come in.
So there's help available.
Exactly. These services are offered by cloud providers like Google, Amazon, and Microsoft.
The big players.
They take care of much of the heavy lifting for you. They provide pre-configured environments, automatic updates, and a host of tools that simplify the process.
So it's like Kubernetes training wheels.
Yeah, a good way to put it, you can focus on building and deploying your AI models without getting bogged down in the complexities of managing the infrastructure.
That sounds much more approachable.
It definitely lowers the barrier to entry.
But are there other challenges once you're up and running with Kubernetes for AI?
Oh, there are always challenges, but that's part of the fun, right?
I guess so. What comes to mind?
One of the biggest is managing GPU resources. We've talked about how essential GPUs are for AI.
Right. They're the workhorses.
But they're also a significant expense. You don't want to waste them.
So how do you make sure you're getting the most out of those expensive GPUs?
Kubernetes offers tools specifically for this. Kubernetes GPU support allows you to allocate GPUs to specific jobs, preventing any one application from monopolizing them.
So you can prioritize those resource-hungry AI tasks.
Exactly. And you can also use NVIDIA's GPU operator, which provides even more granular control over how GPUs are used.
You have options.
Lots of them. And this is especially critical when you consider how quickly AI applications are evolving and how demanding they're becoming.
Okay, one last thing that comes to mind. Integrating Kubernetes into existing workflows, can that be a challenge for companies transitioning from more traditional development environments?
It definitely can be. Moving to a Kubernetes-based system can be a significant shift, especially if your team is used to working in a more traditional environment.
So how do you smooth out that transition?
Remember, Kubeflow, it's not just about managing individual models. It's also designed to help you integrate Kubernetes into your existing workflows.
Okay, so it's a multitasker.
It provides pre-built pipelines for common machine learning tasks, making it much easier to adapt your existing processes to a Kubernetes environment.
So Kubeflow acts as a bridge between the old and the new.
Exactly, making the transition less daunting.
Okay, last but not least, data management. AI models are data hungry. How do you manage all that data within a Kubernetes environment?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question. You need reliable and scalable storage that can handle the demands of AI workloads.
So what are your options?
Solutions like Ceph and Google Cloud Persistent Disks are specifically designed for this. They provide persistent storage for your Kubernetes clusters, ensuring your AI models always have access to the data they need.
So it's all about having a solid foundation.
Exactly. A strong data infrastructure is essential for AI success.
So you're saying Kubernetes has thought of everything. It's like the ultimate AI toolbox.
It's pretty comprehensive. It covers a lot of ground.
But for our listeners who are thinking, okay, I'm interested, but where do I start? What are some actionable takeaways they can use?
Okay, first, don't underestimate the value of managed services.
Like the ones we talked about.
Exactly. If you're new to Kubernetes, start with a service like GKE, EKS, or AKS.
Okay, so leverage the expertise that's already out there.
Exactly. They'll take care of the initial setup and ongoing management, letting you focus on your AI applications. Second, embrace Kubeflow.
It's the AI project manager we talked about.
It streamlines the process of building, training, and deploying machine learning models on Kubernetes. It's a powerful tool that can save you a lot of time and headaches.
And third,
don't forget about those GPUs. Use tools like Kubernetes GPU support and NVIDIA's GPU operator to ensure those resources are used efficiently and effectively.
Because they're expensive.
And essential, remember, those GPUs are the workhorses of AI, so you want to make sure they're being used to their full potential.
Great advice. So we've established that Kubernetes is a powerful tool for managing AI at scale, especially for businesses experiencing rapid growth.
There's no doubt about it.
But there are challenges, and we've discussed ways to overcome those challenges.
With the right tools and strategies, you can definitely navigate those challenges.
This has been an incredible deep dive. So far, we've gone from the high-level concepts down to the practical tips.
Well, you covered a lot of ground.
We really went deep, but we're not done yet. We'll be back in a moment to explore some even more thought-provoking questions about the future of Kubernetes and AI.
Things are about to get even more interesting.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
We've explored the why and how of Kubernetes for AI, and it's clear this combo is a game changer for companies aiming to scale fast.
It's really about empowering businesses to harness the full potential of AI without getting bogged down in the technical details.
But now let's take a look beyond today and consider the broader impact.
Let's get into the what-if territory.
Given everything we've learned, what industries do you think will be most transformed by Kubernetes and AI working together in the next 5 years, and how might this affect our listener directly?
That's a question that gets to the heart of why this topic is so relevant. It's not just about technology for its own sake.
Right, it's about the real-world impact.
Exactly, and I think we'll see ripple effects across many sectors, but if I had to pick a few that will experience a dramatic shift, I'd say manufacturing, transportation, and energy are worth watching closely.
Okay, let's start with manufacturing. How do you see this dynamic duo changing the game there?
We're already witnessing the rise of smart factories, where AI is being used to optimize production processes, predict equipment failures, and generally boost efficiency. Imagine a factory where AI can anticipate when a machine needs maintenance.
So it's like predictive maintenance catching potential problems before they even arise.
Precisely, preventing costly downtime and ensuring a smoother production flow, and that's where Kubernetes comes in. It provides the stable and scalable platform needed to manage these complex AI systems, allowing factories to adapt to changing demands and stay ahead of the curve.
So manufacturers who adopt this early on have a real competitive edge.
Absolutely. They can produce goods more efficiently, minimize waste, and get their products to market faster. And for the consumer, this translates to lower prices and quicker delivery times.
Transportation is another area ripe for disruption. Self-driving cars are the obvious example, but what else is on the horizon?
Self-driving cars are definitely grabbing headlines, but the impact goes far beyond that. Think about AI optimizing traffic flow in cities, making logistics and delivery routes smarter, and even revolutionizing public transportation systems.
Less traffic, faster deliveries, and a smoother commute. That sounds pretty appealing.
And Kubernetes is the unsung hero, providing the reliable infrastructure to support these AI-powered systems. Remember, these applications require enormous amounts of data and complex calculations to function, and Kubernetes ensures they have the resources they need to operate seamlessly.
Okay, last but certainly not least, energy.
Yeah.
How do you see Kubernetes and AI impacting this crucial sector?
The energy industry is at a crossroads, facing challenges like growing demand, aging infrastructure, and the urgent need to transition to more sustainable sources.
It's a complex puzzle with high stakes.
That's where AI comes in. It has the potential to optimize energy grids, predicting fluctuations in demand, and integrating renewable energy sources more effectively. Imagine a future where AI powered by Kubernetes helps us balance energy consumption, reduces reliance on fossil fuels, and creates a more sustainable energy landscape.
That's a future I think we all like to see. So for our listeners thinking this is all very interesting, but how does it affect me personally? What are some key takeaways to consider?
The bottom line is that this powerful combination of Kubernetes and AI is going to have a ripple effect on virtually every aspect of our lives in the years to come, from the products we buy and how they're made to the way we travel to the energy that powers our homes. AI will become increasingly pervasive, and Kubernetes is the engine that will keep it all running smoothly and reliably.
So whether you're a tech enthusiast, a business leader, or simply someone who's curious about the future, understanding this technological shift is crucial.
I completely agree. The more we understand these technologies and their potential impact, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the changes and opportunities that lie ahead.
This has been an incredible journey, and I want to thank you for sharing your insights and expertise with us.
It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating topic. It's always exciting to dive into the possibilities of technology and its potential to shape the world.
And of course, a huge thank you to our listener for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it both informative and thought-provoking.
We encourage you to keep exploring these ideas, to stay curious, and to embrace the exciting world of technological innovation.
And don't forget, if you enjoyed this deep dive, be sure to visit us at www.cerebrix.org/EC. For more insights into the world of cutting-edge tech, DevOps, and AI, we've got a whole library of deep dives waiting for you.
Until next time, keep learning and keep exploring.
We've talked about the impact on industries, but what about jobs? Is this rise of AI and Kubernetes going to lead to massive job displacement? It's a question on a lot of people's minds.
It's a valid concern for sure, and it's something we need to discuss thoughtfully.
Because on the one hand, automation can make things more efficient, but on the other, it can also displace workers. How do we find that balance?
It's not an easy answer, but I believe education and upskilling are key.
So investing in training programs that help people adapt to the new demands of the job market.
Exactly. We need to prepare the workforce for the jobs of the future, not the jobs of the past.
That makes sense. So instead of feeling the robots, we need to learn how to work alongside them.
Precisely. And I think that's where the real opportunity lies. AI and Kubernetes aren't about replacing humans. They're about augmenting human capabilities, allowing us to do things we never could before.
So it's not human versus machine. It's human plus machine.
Exactly. And that's a much more optimistic and empowering way to think about the future of work. Think about it. Instead of performing repetitive tasks, we can focus on problem-solving, creativity, and innovation. AI can handle the heavy lifting, freeing us up to focus on what humans do best.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We talked about why Kubernetes is such a good fit for AI, how it's helping companies scale their AI efforts, and the potential impact on industries and jobs.
We've explored some pretty fascinating territory.
We really went deep, but before we wrap up, what's the one thing you hope our listener takes away from this deep dive?
I hope they come away with a sense of excitement and possibility. The world is changing rapidly, and technologies like Kubernetes and AI are at the forefront of that change. This is an incredible time to be alive, and there are so many opportunities to make a difference. So my message is this: embrace the change. Stay curious and never stop learning. The future belongs to those who are willing to adapt and evolve.
That's a perfect note to end on to our amazing listener. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Kubernetes and AI. We hope you learned something new, and we hope you're as excited about the future as we are.
And remember to check out Cerebrix for more deep dives on cutting-edge tech, DevOps, and AI. You can find us at www.prodetics.org.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
See you on the next deep dive.